Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the JT Fox Podcast Network. And on this network, we talk about everything. We debate the news. I debate the news with my CEO, which I will be doing today, Francie. We interview celebrities. Yesterday, we did Michael Douglas, Stallone, Pacino, Chris Voss, just to name a few as well. Sometimes I talk about how to turn income into wealth and also what are ways to make more income. But today, this is breaking news. I mean, literally, as this is happening, two big announcements that have, first of all, Francie, my CEO. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here.
We're like, you're not excited to be here. I told you to be here. There's a difference. we have a lot of work to do. A lot of deals closing. A lot of great stuff going.
I'm here.
You are here. And then we're going to try our first TikTok live. Woo, so exciting. I don't know what's going to happen, but I've never done a TikTok live. So we'll try that, in an hour's time from now. But let's get to it. Big news, and let's start with two news. One has to do with the CEO of Facebook, and the other has to do with the trial of Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. I think everybody in the world knows about what's been happening. I think TikTok has done a good job spreading the best parts of it as well. The verdict has just come, and only after 2.5 days of deliberation, so not very long after being, in essence, during this trial for an entire month of testimony, it came back that Johnny Depp was asking for $50 million on a large basis that he lost the Disney Pirates of the Caribbean, which was a $50 million role. And Amber Heard countersued at $100 million. And the verdict is in. The jury found in favor of Johnny Depp and defamation to the total of $15 million. And they found in favor of Amber Heard $2 million, which means Johnny wins $13 million judgment. Pac, what is your reaction about this?
So I think it's interesting because, Johnny Depp wanted to clear his name. I think that was obviously, yes, he did lose Pirates of the Caribbean. And, you know, that's a huge money-making movie role. But I think the bigger play for him was clearing his name, right? And couple interesting points. One, the trial in the UK, he did not win, right? So he did not win the trial in the UK, which was pretty much the same basis, but now this trial happened in Virginia. This is what I find interesting. There was multiple statements that was unanimous, found Amber Heard liable for defamation. Each statement, and they basically, there was multiple pieces that you had to say, you know, did she make the statement? Was it intended to defame? What, you know, all these different things that they have to answer yes to fully be defamation. So all those statements, full across the board, defamation, which defamation is basically saying you're lying about someone. Right. Wouldn't you say that's like the easiest way to reduce it down?
It's actually one of the hardest. It's actually one of the hardest things to prove, because if you remember Elon Musk, when the Thailand rescue, Elon Musk called him a pedo, inferring it was a pedophile. He lost. And, you know, we've been things where people have said about me and we've gone after people as well.
But basically what I'm saying is it is very hard to prove. But what it reduces down to is you're basically proving that somebody said something that was a lie or that was false to try and harm the other individual's character. Right. So they basically said, yes, Amber Heard was lying to try and hurt Johnny Depp. That's basically the baseline of defamation. Now, what's interesting is she had countersued. They basically said to her, these statements, Johnny Depp wasn't defaming Amber Heard, which I don't think any of them were actually his statements.
No, they were not. There's PR
attorney
people.
Statements that they were saying he was behind them, right? So that's like a whole other second layer. So there were statements that they said he wasn't defamatory. But then there was one statement that was defamatory. But if her statements are defamatory, basically meaning what she's saying is false, it's almost like, how can you turn around and say what he's saying false? Like two negatives don't make a positive, right? Like one person's lying, the other person is, you would think then is saying, telling the truth. But basically what they said is, you were lying in every statement. You were kind of lying, kind of not, which would imply maybe she wasn't actually lying, right? So it's like the two things don't fully add up. I do think on the baseline of, you know, I know from just different things we've dealt with and been through, I know how difficult defamation is from a standpoint of it's really hard to prove. And based on this exact case went a very different way in a courtroom that was not allowed to have video cameras with footage being shared all over the world and on the internet. I do think we'd be amiss to say that the court of public opinion didn't weigh in, because anyone that saw this on the internet, whether you were following it, whether you just saw memes on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, most people were like, wow, Johnny Depp looks like he's handling this really well. And Amber Heard looks like she's about to fall apart. And let's call a spade, everyone's talking about how she.
Yeah, but here's the interesting thing. So this is, I'm reading some headlines. Here is CNN's headline. Jury finds both Amber Heard and Johnny Depp liable for defamation, right? So, you know, there's an implication that there's nothing wrong. Wall Street Journal, as I'm reading here, let me pull this up here. The Wall Street Journal, this is their headline. Drew rules in favor of Johnny Depp in defamation lawsuit against Amber Heard. Right underneath the awards, $15 million, Ms. Heard, $2 million, right? So, and then let's see what the Daily Mail, what they say. Johnny Depp wins blockbuster trial against New York Amber White. As jury rules, she defamed him. She claims physical sexual abuse. She's ordered to pay him $15 million in damages, right? So again, what's another liberal outlet we can go to?
Well, I'm watching MSNBC right now. It's on my TV silence. Uh-huh. And literally the headline says, just in, Depp found liable for defamation.
Okay, that's so like here's the Washington Post, who, by the way, this is where this is all started. Jury sides primarily with Depp in defamation, primarily both awarded millions in damages. So this is the spin between the liberal media and what the truth is. Bottom line is he won, she lied. Okay. And by the way, this is how many people have been out there. And by the way, I feel sorry for victims, but there are people who took this Me Too thing a little bit too far. They tried to exploit it, false accusations, and she was writing it like she was the face of abuse. And by the way, she didn't get canceled. He did. But on the other hand, clearly he was a drug user. He was wasted all the time. They both in there deserve this other. Like they are like meant to be each,
well,
with each other.
Well, I was going to say unpopular opinion or maybe popular opinion. I don't know. We'll find out by how canceled or not canceled I get. You two were in an effed up drug and alcohol induced relationship and some shit went down.
But also to be fair, they could look at them the way their lives are.
Like, but that's my point. Like, you are in literally an effed up relationship and effed up shit happened. Literally shit happened. And some ridiculous things just happened in your relationship. I just clearly based on things that came out in trial, like you were not the victim in the victim role you're trying to play. You just were in a really effed up relationship that now hindsight you regretted being in, but you were in it.
But here's the thing. What about the allegations she made? I mean, this should be criminal stuff in a way. What you did is you made some very serious false allegations, right? It's just like if you yell bomb in a movie theater, then you know what? That's illegal. And so what happens is there are some countries that you could have gone to jail with these type of statements. And I know in the UAE, false statements like that can make you jail. Some other countries, they have it. You can go to jail, like Switzerland. Sweden doesn't enforce their laws if you're a foreigner, but domestically it should. And so the system is completely rigged. And at the end of the day, this is why. Just like, you know, to get bright, Black Lives Matters, how the head bought all these houses and lied about it as well. So these movements, and they dump all this money in there, and corporations are so quick to appear woke. I believe there's a tide, and I don't know if it's going to turn fully.
But Netflix. Here's my question, though. How much do you think was impacted by the trial being televised?
I don't think so, because I think the facts came out.
Have a completely different outcome.
But she lied about it. That's the thing, too. Like she lied about Kate Moss, and it came in, and she testified about it. So there's a lot of lies. And by the way, in the UK, it was a little bit different because it was Johnny Depp versus the newspaper. and she was a witness. So it wasn't so much kind of like, and I'm sure they learned things from the, from that first one that maybe they did as a mistake. Now it's in the United States, a completely different story. A jury, which also very, very different. Right,
instead of a judge trial.
Instead of a judge, and sometimes it's emotional.
So here's my question. If you're on trial, do you want it televised?
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Because by the way, as he said, you're tainted. This, people are going to play this forever. They're not going to remember him for any movies other than this. And by the way, she will get a second chance. Don't worry about it. If Charlie Sheen, who we know very well, who's a great guy, gets a second chance, third, fourth, fifth chance, I think she'll come back. Because actually she's a Hollywood thing. Now, will she be taken off? I don't know if you know this, but Aquaman petition to have her off is the, yep, the highest number of petitions to remove her from Aquaman, which she only has a 10 minute part in it as well. So that'll be interesting. Will people forgive Johnny Depp? And based on the popularity, the idea is, I don't think he's going back to Disney. I don't think he wants to go back to Disney. But make no surprise that on his next movie, it could be a blockbuster. Look at Tom Cruise on Top Gun. Highest grossing movie in Memorial Day weekend, $135 million. Pandemic, post-pandemic, back, people at the theater. The guy's jumping out couches. And
did you go see it?
No, I have not. I'm trying to wait until I just don't like crowded movie theaters. So yeah. I'm going to see if I can watch it on my giant screen. But so here, you know who the winner is in the end, like, before we move on subject? The winner are the lawyers.
The lawyers are the only winners.
I tell you, he spent over $10 million in legal. Like, I don't think you understand. Like, oh my God, he won. And his reputation and her on the other hand, it probably cost her $5-7 million.
They're already discussing. It's already been floating on the news coverage of the idea of appeals, which I'm just like, oh my gosh, these people have sunk so much money right into their attorney fees already. This has already been publicized all over the place. How are you going to find new jurors to appeal this, to relook at this?
Well, the jury doesn't, in an appeal situation, it's not jury. It's actually by an appellate court. And it's usually,
but I think who's not going to have an opinion?
Well, everyone's got an opinion, but
you're a judge and you're supposed to be whatever, like, you have an opinion.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to another topic. This is also breaking news. I don't know if it's bigger than that. Sheryl Sandberg, the CEO of Facebook, very powerful woman, is stepping down from Facebook. And she's gone through a lot of trauma. I mean, she lost her husband on a vacation. I think it was 5-6 years ago while he was working out in Mexico. She's the one who actually came up with mobile ads, which most likely made what Facebook or Meta. I hate saying Meta, like, you're Facebook. I just don't hate Meta. Meta.
Well, now it's Meta.
Yeah, well, Meta nothing. But we used to make fun of, like, Meta World Peace when Ron Artest changed his name. That was the guy who went into the stands and beat up the people, and he changed his name and then went to the Lakers, called Meta World Peace. We thought that was ridiculous. Anyways, so maybe you should have trademarked the Meta word. You probably would have made a lot of money. So she steps down. They don't have details why, what, how. She was making a lot of money as well. Facebook, Meta, they've been stagnant. And so she was like a leader. Where do you think she's going? Do you think that she's going to take a position? Because I think she could be the head of any big company. There's not one big company in the United States or the world who not have her there. Do you think she starts her own thing? A lot of times these corporate people, they don't really start their own thing. Or did they do like Bob Iger, the great CEO of Walt Disney? Great book, by the way. Actually, one of my top fives, now that I think about it. Millionaire Underdog is number one, of course. And so he's sort of investing. I don't know if you know that. He put an investment into Canva. Canva is that app, the Australian company with a $40 billion valuation.
We use Canva frequently.
Oh, do we? Yeah. And so, by the way, I'm sure he didn't put that much money because it's like a branding play, right? Oh, Bob Iger's in there. It makes it look good. I doubt Bob Iger gets in when it's at a $40 billion valuation, especially when you're the former CEO chairman of Walt Disney. So what do you think, Pac? She was a model. Do you think she's number two? Do you think she steps up into a number role somebody else? Do you think she just takes time to spend time with her children, which I believe they're a bit older now? Or is she just becoming an investor? What's the play? What's your prediction?
So for me, my initial thought wasn't where is she going or what is she going to do? My initial thought is, what the F is going on at Meta to make her be like, change dealer, I'm getting out of here? With all the stuff going on with social media in the news, with, you know, just all the different things that have been out there surrounding Meta, previously Facebook, all the things they went through publicly that she was there and stood through to now be leaving makes me think that either there's something going on we're not aware of, or she kind of is seeing, which I think maybe she's seeing the downward slope of social media and just how, you know, Meta is operating, the amount of money being sunk into the metaverse, you know, just kind of seeing where the company is going. But for me, it's more of like, why the heck is she hitting the eject button now? That's more of what I think. I think she could probably do whatever the heck she wants to right now. I don't think she's immediately going to jump into anywhere. Like, I don't think in the position she's leaving and wherever she decides to do or whatever she decides to do, I don't think she's just going to immediately jump into something else. I think she's going to take her time and really think about it. But it's making me think more of like, what the heck's going on over there at Meta?
You do not follow suit with her. I do not want you to follow lead that you think it's okay. It's part of the great resignation as well. I don't know. I think she was a very inspirational and successful, powerful woman that probably should have been the CEO. I think Mark Zuckerberg, in order to retain her, I think he should have just been chairman instead of been involved. And I think he should have given her the position. I think she was tough. I think she was good. And even when her husband died, she still kept going, and with a lot of people would not. And so she wrote a book, Lean On Me or Lean Change or something like that. Something
Lean on when
you don't leave us. And so she, there's still comments about the mattress comments on a few podcasts ago, back. People are going wild on that comment. Yeah. I don't know. I just think that, but it doesn't always work, right? Meg Whitman, when she left, and IBM didn't really work out, and some big companies. So it'll be very interesting to see. You know, it's a different situation, but she has a lot of respect. And
also, who are they going to bring in to replace her?
You know what? Maybe we should invite her at Mega Success.
I think she would be phenomenal to have.
I think she would too. By the way, anybody wants to come to Mega Success, megasuccess.com. It's my last dance. This is where you got Hollywood celebrities, billionaires, once a year, 80 plus countries get together. This is my last one. You can go to Mega Success. The link is in the comments. And the last one, let's talk about business. This is also breaking news. Jamie Dimon, Chase Bank CEO, says, brace yourself for economic hurricane caused by the Fed and Ukraine war.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
That's been the topic of discussion today. Has just all been about everything on the verge of imploding and a tsunami disaster.
But it's also the same guy who said Bitcoin was a scam and that was never going to go anywhere.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, not just him. It's been a topic on, you know, on the television.
On the television. Although the stock is only down at this time at 149. Tesla's down. Apple's up one penny. Woo!
Ironically, the market's not doing as well. Let me flip back.
It went very low. It's rebounded.
It's not done as tragically bad today as it has some other days. Yeah. But a lot of people are just saying, you know, it's coming. It's like batten down the hatches.
I think partly too is right now. Obviously, the first quarter wasn't good. That's what sort of launched all this. Make no mistake, the second quarter is not good. And so we are officially a recession. You know what I mean? Like, the data we get is later. So we are full blown in a recession. So listen, everyone's going to complain. By the way, I said this before. I started saying this in early January that we were going to hit recessions, or maybe even back in December, because of inflation. And by the way, they can raise rates all they want, but there's still supply chain issues. Now you have obviously Europe that's now be cutting off 70% of the oil from Putin. Then you have China that's still locked down. When they open up, they're going to go in there. As I said this before, I predict gas is going to go well over 130 and maybe could fit 140. And then worst case is $1.50. Although Europeans and Canadians are used to overpaying in gas. So that's nothing compared. But in America, it's devastating. And I read an interesting fact about this is that about two-thirds of people who earn $250,000 a year live paycheck to paycheck.
Two-thirds of people that
earn. You know what that means? People are living beyond their means.
I was going to say, and isn't it, what is it to be in the like top 1%, whatever percent? It's only
the top 1% is about four. Last year was 488. I think it'll be 422 this year or something close to that.
It's not surprising, to be honest. It's really not surprising at all. A topic though,
Don't you have a call?
For 30 minutes. 30 minutes.
Oh, you have it 30 minutes? Okay. You want to keep going? Go ahead.
Well, I have one more topic because I don't know how we have not discussed this particular topic. Because it involves our good friends, the Saudi Fund.
Oh yes.
And how they are backing the Live Golf Tournament, and it has been like breaking news how Dustin Johnson announced that he's going to go leave the PGA and go over that, and people are like up in arms saying, you know, you're taking money from the Saudi fund and it's blood money.
Well, man, so this is the golf league that's run by Greg Norman, where the Saudis are basically setting up an alternative where they offered a huge bunch of money. Dustin Johnson, one of the top five golfers, he's the guy married to Paulina Gretzky, Wayne Gretzky's daughter. And it was a surprise because
they just got married. Not
just got married. Yeah. But they had children. Actually. Yeah. They were together. They had, a couple of children together. They just announced a list that was going to play. So it was kind of secret. One of them is Sergio Garcia, big golf player from Spain. You have obviously Dustin Johnson. And I'm sure if there wasn't
backlash. They said there's six more players to be announced.
I wonder if that's Phil Mickelson, but I think he took so much flack.
Well, and that's one of the names I think they were expecting. And so I think everyone was shocked to see Dustin Johnson. And then it came out, he's being paid around $125 million.
No, so, I didn't hear that number. $125 million? Oh,
Dustin Johnson paid around $125 million to flip to Saudi Golf League.
Man, so I'm there. I am there. Flip that. Give me 125. I'm flipping. I'm moving the Middle East. I'm there. Wow.
And so it's just been like this huge topic that people are like, how could you take money from the Saudi? And it's like, it's a golf league.
It's a golf league. And here's the thing too. I think the PGA
and you're a professional golfer. So to me, it's like, okay, I play for this NBA team. I have an option to exercise my contract, leave and go to a different NBA team. And you know what? I'm going to go play overseas now because they're offering me more money instead of staying in the NBA. Who wouldn't take that deal?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's definitely something that's crazy. And by the way,
it's everyone's hating on, you know, our good friends over at the Sovereign Fund. So
I don't know if you know this, but our friend Jesse Cole from Savannah Bananas, who is a very good friend of ours, Joe Rogan just posted a clip of them playing, doing their dance and their pitching and stuff like that. And so very interesting to see. So good for our good friend.
And ironically, there a couple of podcasts I listened to recently have been talking about how they've been wanting to go to a Savannah Banana game and they're on the wait list. And like, these are people with, you know, pretty large podcasts. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, we're actually got a special invite to go to that game. So that must mean we're pretty special, JC.
We are pretty special. Not only that, we'll be on the field, you and I, and some of our clients as well. These are the experience I had. And, final shout out, we had a founders meeting yesterday, and you know, the founders created is let's put like-minded individuals. There's so many great people that are listening to the show right now. What if, you know, we can get together, right? Billionaires, nine figures, eight figures, some six figures, and we get together, some financial, some brain capital, some relationship capital. What if we get together? And I put out something. I was looking for the CEO of a very big company because of expanding a brand overseas. And literally five people gave me the name. One of them was actually the CEO himself. And they're trying to set up a meeting. This is the greatest business move I've ever made. The greatest deals, the greatest people, the greatest learning, and the greatest community. And I think a lot of you need to change that. And it's free. And I want to get to know you. In some cases, I've given over $50 million of my own money. And I invest in people. So I co-invest with people. Maybe you have a deal. I'll be in on it too. But whatever it is, or you could just say, hey, I got deals. Bring them over. Founders, link is in the comments, jtfoxfounders.com. But it's been, what a founders yesterday. And the fact that, you know, to have over 65 plus countries there represented, sharing the knowledge and the deals. And you got to create your own economy. And I don't compound wealth, I compound relationship. And then the wealth comes and it comes more in a balance. Any final words you want to say on this great podcast we had here, Pac?
Make sure you leave us a review, give us 5 stars, like, comment, share, do all the fun things that you do with a podcast so more people can see it, so we can expand our listener base from 1 to maybe 2 people. Or I guess based on the mattress comments, there's at least what, 15 to 20 people. Well,
there may be more. Also to check out my TikTok video where it went viral, 1.1 million views. The dumbest videos go wild. And I also said, I just did a video, don't ever get married unless. So that was a good one.
I saw that. That was very good.
Yeah, that was good. So I'm trying to create that creativity, which is not bad. I mean, I've grown the account and I've done it without buying anything. So I'm proud of the things I have to do, but I don't know. It's just, you know, it's good to have you back. Anybody who sends me an Instagram message, do you want Francie on every one of them? Or you just want me to continue by myself? Let us know. And so no, I just want JT. And Francie's like, fine, no. Perfect. Excellent. Thank you.
They want JT or they want me to talk about all the people leaving 5-star reviews.
Yeah. Mattress Gate. And by the way, on Spotify, it takes 2 seconds. Please leave a review. Give us a good review.
Give us 5 stars and write the word awesome. That's all you need to do.
I know it's really hard. They got to take their fingers, you know, all that stuff too. So we got to post this right away. Thank you so much. Check the link in the comments. I want to see you at Mega Success, the Super Bowl event. I want to see you at the Founders. I want to do business with you. Link is in the comments. Have a great day. And remember, success is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. We'll see you tomorrow.